Yeah, because
okay, good.
Yeah.
So pasuk beis kesheshana bin achoichim kenayosi bin abonis. So the rationalism in the posh pshat is the choyach is a thorn, and kesheshana bin achoichim kol yisrael stands out amongst other umasolim as being special. The goyin says kesheshana bin achoichim kenayosi bin abonis pirush. Kishoishana shemedes ben achoichim, alo yekorim oid, machmash ein shom acheres kemoisa. So, in ben achoichim, they stand out specially chashuv, because there's nothing like it. In other words, the contrast is the two extremes. Achoyach is the ugliest plant. It's something that you don't want. Shoishana is the nicest one, and therefore, when you have a shoshana, it's the backdrop of a choyach, it's especially nice. Begam, yoishon v'nedah shoshar loni peiris, shozriach ha-peiris mevatna sreich ha-veinu yisena sreich kol kach. The same thing is also true when, if it's at the opposite, if it would be standing amongst other peiris, so it may be a nicer smell and so on, but it's also nicker because there are other nice odors also. Velokain, how he met us with Pada, Shaina Royas, Yeshoytal, Ilona Michael, Veloya Beetle, Bena Pkicho. And when it's standing in a Pardis of Ilona Michael, then Bechlal, people don't look at it because they're busy with the things that are edible. Veloy Chidimoy Sheshana, Kishara Paris, Indian Ben Achoychim, Vachoychim Doikrim Behem, Nasim Neka Bechaburo. So he says another Indian that it's doima sheshana. So first of all, the fact that shana ben achoichim is unusual, extraordinary, and that is mavlit, it's yoifi. And also, he says it has another maila that is able to reform itself even after it has gotten torn. So, and he says it's because the leaves are so soft that it's able to close itself up even if it had been stuck by the chayah. So there's something here. Another knach that b'derech klal, and this I guess is similar to what he said before. B'derech klal, the more something is nice, the more delicate it is, and the easier it is to destroy it. When something is extremely pretty and extremely nice, and so on and so forth, it's fragile. Usually, those two go together. The Sheshana ben Achoichim is nice, especially nice, but it also has, because it's so soft and so easy, therefore it's also much more enduring than anything else because it has its rakus. It's similar to the Chazal. It's reminiscent of Chazal that a person should always be rach and not kosher, rach kekon and not kosher ke'erez. Because when something is rach, it allows for itself to heal. It's able to bend with the wind and then come back again. Whereas something that is kosher stands the way it is and it doesn't. It once it snaps, it snaps. I want to elaborate a little bit on this nekuda. The Gaon doesn't say that much here, but I think it's kedai to be misbrain a minute. So the Gaon is pointing out. One of the milas of Sheshana is, besides the fact that it's so pretty and nice, it also heals easily. So even if it got stuck by the thorns, it's going to be misacha much more easily. That's what the Gaon says over here. And you find the same property. So over here, it's a little hard to understand why is that a mila. In other words, the whole flow of the song over here is the beauty. also Hashem is beauty, the beauty of Rayasi, the beauty of the Basmelach, of the Shulamis. We're going back and forth, complimenting each other on the Yoifi. This is a wonderful Maila, but Lamashal, bug resistance is a wonderful Maila for a farmer. You wouldn't expect that to be listed as one of the Maila Sakaisol, that, you know, they're like a plant that's bug resistant. It's you know, fungus resistant or whatever it is. I mean, those are very, very nice milas for a farmer. There's nothing to do with the parasha here. So I want to go back to that chazal with the rach ke kone and not kosher keres. When a person, lemashal, let's say a person who is out on a mission and all he cares about is the mission. Somebody is trying to get a secret out of the enemy, and the person he's dealing with, who knows the secret, is a very unpleasant person, and this person keeps insulting him. So the person would not budge because he's right now interested in getting information out of him, and he's not at all cares about himself. He's tachlis oriented. Can I get out of this person where X is hiding, or where Y is being held, and so on? I really, really don't care at all about what he says. I'll play it. Whereas a person in a normal situation where I have a certain self-respect, and you come along and say something nasty about me, I take it to heart, I get upset, and so on and so forth. Depending on how much you see yourself with a capital S as a self, versus just a shliach out to do a shlichusa, that's the difference, how much you're able to snap back or not. If I have a marshal, let's say I have a mission, I want to spread Torah in this place, and this school, this, whatever it is. But I also have a sense of self, and I'm a little bit, you know, I have a sense of my own self. And then I go to somebody to collect money or whatever, as a bacha or a parent or whatever, and the person insults me. So I will react and I will deal with it on the level of a personal insult. If I'm kol kulei be'emes devoted for the cause, then I'll just ask myself, what is it that, what's the best interest of the mice in me to respond, or the bachar, or the parent, or whatever it is. Like, what's the best way to respond that I should get tachlis? I really don't care. My only question is not what the person will say to me or what the person will tell me. My only interest is, what am I going to, you know, it's so if I can't, I can use my insult to advantage, I'll use it to advantage. So when a person has a sense of self, when a person breaks and can't be misache, it's because there was self, and that self is broken. So I have to do pula X or Y or Z, leman Hashem atarase. I find it, I was humiliated, so I'll stop. Masha enkin, if my whole mohus is just trying to accomplish the mission, then it doesn't faze me, and I just ask myself, what's the best way to go about it, to do it weiter. So that's a shvach for Kali Yisrael. This mida is a shvach for Kali Yisrael that has little self. This edelkeit, this lack of sense of self, is a maila of beauty. A people who are like that project themselves with extraordinary chayin, and also that reflects itself in the fact that I'm not fazed by it. Okay, my father used to tell me, he told me a story. We used to live on top of a common in Sekhilo. Actually, the levaya of the person I went to was the one who was Miyasa, Shimon Siegel. So it was on this good way, it was a Kailo with Reb Shlomo Bruce was there, Reb Leibel Kamenitz. There was a lot of Chashev Yidden, there was a dozen Chashev Yidden there, old Kamenitzes who learned there. So I was a young boy, I lived on top of it. I used to float in sometime, hang out, but I remember it vaguely. So the Mashgiach was Yidrim Naftali Leibowitz. Naftali was a shvager of a bochber, and he was a very big tzaddik. He was like a real tzaddik, a long white beard, and edel, and haras panim, and like the old-fashioned real tzaddik. The kids, the place was a wreck. I mean, everything was old and dust. So he finally got an old Jewish carpenter to fix the shtenders. You know, I guess he paid him something to fix all the shtenders and the furniture. The kids, the carpenter came to fix it. Reb Nachtoli held its mom in Hegdish, so he's not allowed to just waste it and so on and so forth. So he hovered on top of him and he told him, add a little more glue, bang in another nail, tighten it, and a hair, and a heel. At some point, this guy lost his patience. And he let loose Reb Nachtoli. And he said, you've never touched a hammer in your life. I've built 1,000 shtenders. And my father's built 1,000 shtenders. And on and on. And Naftali says, you're right. You're right, I didn't think of it. You're right. I can't say that. Kids, if they finish 20-minute, long tirade, he finishes, Reb Naftali tells him, maybe just another nail over here. So my father used to use it always as a marshal when you're tachlis oriented, but don't let that.
Right. Rabbi, so in this pasuk is the focus that the rest of the world is choichem and road
yes.
to the choichem, chalisol is kishreshanach, meaning is it that we're shvach, but relative to the choichem, we're like shreshana, or is it in spite of the choichem?
I would say like... it's more than that. First of all, just like Ra has a few tachlis into Tov, one tachlis is like says in the Zohar Kaddish, if there would be no chashucha, there'd be no nohaira. If there wouldn't be darkness, there wouldn't be light. Light only has meaning on the background of darkness. So b'meila ra gives meaning to toif. In an environment where everybody's where nobody's is a batlan, then a masmid doesn't mean anything. The word masmid doesn't mean anything. It's a normal. So Ra acts as a conscious. Sheshana ben Achoichem, like he says over here, when we see Umas Ha'ilam, we have a special Deher and Hakara for Sheshana. I want to tell you an interesting story that happened just now, Friday night. This Shabbos was the last Shabbos at his mom in Yeshiva. We had to finish a little bit earlier because of a whole bunch of reasons. But that was the Shabbos. They ate by me Friday night. And two Baruchim spoke. So one bacher is a regular bacher in Shiva. The other bacher, he grew up in a modern setting over here. His father's very big oncologist in NIH. He went to the Hebrew Academy, which is a co-ed modern Orthodox school. He went to Shalabim. And when he came back, he's in engineering school, but he made the yeshiva by us his yeshiva. So as soon as he has a minute's time free, he's there by us. He in Beit Hazman. And whenever he's part of yeshiva, he's part and parcel of yeshiva. Wonderful fellow. So he spoke. He said, I've been 2.5 years in the yeshiva now. And people see me coming at 6 o'clock and I go to the microwave oven, I patchka with some food and I patchka this way, patchka. I could eat in the college cafeteria. It's a big college cafeteria there. And it's much better food, less patchka. Why? Why am I running here? He said, because every minute in yeshiva is precious. Be with the tzibur, to be learning, to have reach Torah. He said, I want to tell you, he said, I'm very involved with secular people and goyim and so on. There is nothing in the world that is in any way similar to this. They don't have the depth of understanding. They don't have the menschlichkeit, the niceness, the sense of chevra. Nothing like this exists there. And, it was extremely... there are some of the other guys who kind of grew up in the system and are not so energetically involved in yeshiva. It was a big Musa Haskell. And it is because of Sheshana ben Achoichim. It's when you've seen there and now you see here, you see a difference. They once had, in Eretz Yisrael in the 70s, they had an Israeli tshuva movement surge. They had a bunch of famous actors and bohemians and so on. And the kids, at some point, it became a big phenomenon, and they devoted a radio show to it. And it was the first time in the history of Israeli radio, they canceled the next show to have another hour of it because they were getting so much questions and answers and things like that. So I was listening to it. And somebody asked, so the radio, the hosts of the show were obviously very, very nasty and very, very anti. And she asked one of them, how come when you become frum, you become so extreme? Why don't you become like modern Orthodox or the Israeli equivalent, Datilumi? So one of them answered, he said, because you have to understand something. We have no Yetzirah to be Freie people. So why would we want, you know, what's the point? We're not Pesach Sif, and we left the other Sif. He also said another very good line, which was, she asked him, you know, it says in the Rambam that Baal Teshuva should be very, very humble and not show their face, you know, and so on, and this, that. How come you guys are so aggressive and, you know, prominent and so on? So he said, you know, a Baal Teshuva is somebody who knew what was right, he did wrong, and now he's coming back, he needs to show humility. He said, I never knew, you stole it from me. You stole from me the knowledge was right. I came onto it afterwards myself. I don't have what to be ashamed of. You have what to be ashamed of. It's your country that stole it from you. It was actually a very, very,
fine, because I was just thinking in you know, how to understand this pasuk, because I was listening to a question and answer series that Rabbi gave, and somebody asked a question about how does someone who came from, let's say, a more modern or maybe even a not from background, how does he reconcile his past with, you know, what he knows to be is true? Right. And Rabbi was essentially said that just like a Rav Avinu, you know, he's the shoe and the road that leads to the MS, so things that were evolved on that road are part of what ultimately becomes the MS.
Right.
So do we say that concept that I get a person, let's say, who grew up from, and all the other is, you know, he dealt with Taiva from when he was 15 to when he was, I don't know, 35, 45, whatever the number is, and then these things wane as people mature, certain things wane, but ultimately the road to when he was a famous Dikayir, when he's 80 years old, is, you know, all Nechval. I mean, do we say that the negatives, you know, Seif Kol Seif are just in contrast to the Gayim, so they're not such big negatives, or are the negatives part of his Mahalach? I'm not even sure how perfectly it fits in the Pasuk, but what Rabbi was saying made me...
So Rabbi Moshe Shapiro would speak about when he spoke about Tshuva Ava, that it's Nasus Chuyos. You know, if a person is misbeining on what he did wrong, and he, now that he's in a good place, understands more sharply. So in a certain sense, that's helping him to herit. And that's an appropriate tikkun for it. That I now deher what's the right and what's the good. So anytime something became a mahalak, then it becomes this. So a person certainly can't do l'chatchila echtav ashuv. But a person can, you know, make use of it and understand how empty his life was, how he was not a master of himself, how he was nimshak to shtus, you know, v'chulu. And if a person genuinely gets that sense, then that becomes part of his taif.
Uh-huh. So we would say part of what makes the person a shoshana are the aspects, I guess, Rabbi's saying that he was Beina Choichim, and that's what does develop him into being the Shoshana.
Right.
So it's always a matter of the context and the contrast. It's not correct. It's not a secondary B'diyah.
Right. There's another Inyan. So one Inyan of the Choyach to the Shoshana, the Rata Toiv, is this point that we said, the Zohar Kodesh, et leka nehura de lefika migoy chashucha, that every light has to come from a darkness. There's another inyan Chazal call Ra the shemer to the pri. The marshal Esav is considered like the chaff around it. They're considered some sort of shemer for the pri. Now the shayla is exactly how to understand it. So the klipa, the word klipa, a shell, is a very important item to protect the fruit or grain, whatever it is. So the question is, in what way is that shemer? What way is Ra shemer for Taif? It's ki'ilu, under normal circumstances, if the toiv, you know, if the fruit needs to be able to develop, or the seed or whatever it is, and while something's developing, it's very fragile, then so you have a hard covering and so on. The question is, I never was aimed exactly what the nimshel is in that world of Ra and Toiv. But what's the nimshel? So what exactly is that we're talking about? Lachur the shmir you need is from Ra. It seems almost as if, l'mashal, everything, an embryo needs a shmira of the womb and everything around it. So it seems as if everything needs some sort of a protection. But the question is, how is Ra? How is Esav? It says Esav is like a shema to the garin. I'm not sure exactly how. I don't know. But Akapanim, that's another inyan where a choich. And in this case, it is like that. Roses, people like picking roses, and it would be extremely convenient to pick a rose, and it's the choyach that prevents you from picking it. It's very clear that a choyach is a shmira in the plant. But what exactly is the shmira? If the choyachim are the umas olam and the ra, what exactly is this a shmira? I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
And by the way, one more point, I guess we'll... In the mashal of a shamer, I'll tell you why it is an important mashal. In halacha, a shamer is mitztarif to the pri. In other words, it's something which is a shamer to a pri is mitztarif to it. Now the question is just, why would we consider a shame? But it's to their maila. That to be a shamer. So if a person is growing roses, he definitely wants a type of rose that has thorns on it, because that will keep away different predators of any kind, or something to take it. So umas ha'olam, when they fulfill their function, even though their function is almost hefech in terms of yefi and so on. But they get a mitzias because of that. So their mitzias is realized. The choyach of a rose is a valuable part of the rose and an irreplaceable part of the rose if it's sharp and tough and, you know, and doesn't let people get to it. So there is some nekuda there where umas olam by being, but I don't know how to translate exactly what we're talking about. Okay, next pasuk is Kisapuach Ba'atzei Yar. Kisapuach Ba'atzei Yar Kein Doidi Ben Abonim B'tzilich Imadati V'yashavti Perik Masuchiki. So Klal Yisrael says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kisapuach Ba'atzei Yar Kein Doidi Ben Abonim B'tzilich Imadati V'yashavti Perik Masuchiki. So the Goyen says, Kisapuach batzayar pirush, ki beilon shel tapuach, sel maat, vakol baruch mimenu meleisha bitzilo. Kein doide ben abondain besor umes akum. Pirush, shakarish baruch rotsa litain toyer leid homazolus, le rotsa le kabloi, u baruch mimenu. I mean, a begimor anandem sagnina bishle musok sibitumus on tanachim. So take a look in the down in the bottom 40. He brings the Chazal. Ketapur Batsayar, Rav Huna, Rav Acha B'Shevesa Zimra, Ma Tapur HaZakol Borchim Mene B'Shas HaShrav, V'loma Kein, L'fish Ein L'Tzele Shvetzloi, Kach Borchum Masoilu M'Sheves B'Tzak HaShvachim Ha'chum Teira. Yochal Af Yisrael Kein, Tanu Tzilu Chumarito Yishavti, Chumarito Yishavti, Ani Yishumarito So, V'loi Ha'umois. So, this is kind of very surprising. The fact that it has less shade and so on. So he's going to explain the guys have explained that this is referring obviously to when the Umas Olam didn't want to be Mekabel the Torah because of the, you know, because Mike Sivbein said Neof, it's a sale and so on. But Klaisol accepted it no matter what, because it's to Mishram Tamchim. But that's kind of, I mean, it says Bitzilu Chimadati, I craved to be in its shade. So the Mashmos says it did. So we'll see in a second, not a second, I don't think we'll get to it now. What it does mean is, when it says Tumas Yisharim Tanchim, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide it. The Goyen later mentions about the sukkahs, that in the end we did have it sale. So even though in the etzem tapuach, so let's take a marshal in the Dimya says it. In Torah itself, a person may find that there's not enough of X or Y or Z, but Hashkacha provides it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a sukkah, where once a person is mevat himself to chayk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megoinen otherwise also. There's another k'necheh. The betzili chamarati v'yashafti, let's understand a little bit the distinction. Let's give a mashal. Imagine that you tell me you're going to chasna, and you ask me if I'd like to come along with you. So I say, well, what kind of car do you have? And you tell me whatever car you have. And I crash and say, I don't know, I like a different car better. I'm going to go with Yankel, who has a better car. So even if I'm going with you to the chasna, even if you have the better car, it has very little to do with you and has a lot to do with the car. And that is, so what you're providing for me, the car you're providing for me is it. It has nothing to do with you, it has to do with it. I once told a guest of mine, he complimented the cooking, whatever, he said, my favorite meal. So I chirped him, I said, listen, if you come with the food, then you came for the food. If the food wouldn't be so good and you're here, it's because of the company. So I was such a kid, but Akapanim, Bitzilich Mayer Shabti was, Klal Yisrael said, I want your shade. I want to be with you. It's your company. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't provide, but we needed to be able to pass through that obstacle is about, let's say a person has, a person has a Emunah Shleima, and he believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the best and the most wonderful. So is it about HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I want to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it because I believe that be on his side and he has the best sale? That would be a problem. It wouldn't be a shleimus that we're talking about over here. It's because we are betzilich marati. My chenda was to be in your tzel. I want your company. I'm not going to be in such a comfortable place. Okay, but it's your company. I'm choishik. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu later provides fit. Yes, of course. But the first question was. The same thing with the Umas Olam. So that's the same marshal. Imagine I tell you, Meir, I'm going to a hockey game. Would you like to come with me? And you say, you also like hockey. So great, let's go. So it doesn't say much about you. It says a lot about the hockey and so on. Let's say I say, could we get together on Monday, Tuesday? And you say, yeah, but I'm going to hockey games. So I tell him, you know, I don't care much about hockey, but if you're going, I want to hang out with you. So then saying something about you. The problem to Masoilam was the minute they ask Mike Sivbei, so that means they don't want a chibur to Ben Shalom. What they want is a good Torah, whatever fits them. And so even if, let's say, the Torah wouldn't have any offensive material to them, that it would allow Xela, Nia, whatever it is that they need. But then they'd also be, it would have nothing to do with Ribbono Shelo. Kaiso said, whatever it is that you want, I'm there. Wherever it is that you chose to go, I'm there. B'meila, then there's, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does provide. That's the knage over here. Okay, I think we'll hold it here because this is a longer piece and it goes through a more, much more riches. So I don't have the mincha yet. So next week we'll play here. I'm gonna be doing Bechinas next week in New York. So I'll play by ear, see what the schedule looks like. Maybe the morning will be better. The morning is okay with it, like 9-ish? What's the story normally?
Yeah. No, I mean, depending on the day, I'm also meeting, but usually.
Might work out better depending on when they have their schedule is erratic, so it depends, you know, when it works. So
Okay. We'll say. Okay. And then in general, Ben Azman, whether he's okay or
when I'm going on the trip, it's not gonna be shayach. When I go to Israel, this time is not gonna be shayach for me, but earlier I would be shayach as Hashem. I think I'm sure I'm gonna have a connection. The connection is whatever. So we'll play it for you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you, Meir. Sorry about last week. It just wasn't Shayach. I was didn't have any normal time. Okay.
I figured, and the fact that it's only 1 week over almost, like, I don't know, however many months.
Yeah, okay. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Have a nice week.
You too.